If pain, pressure, or lack has been constant in your life, then today's Believer's Voice of Victory is for you, because Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar share God's answer for your breakthrough. Renew your mind and fill it with God's Word.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. We've been having a good time in here, but I'll tell you that we're getting into some very, very powerful information. So, Father, we just thank you for opening up the very spirit of our minds as we listen to your Holy Spirit and teach us and train us how and when and where and to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh and walk around like a bunch of blind people in the dark, but walking with God with the answers to all of these messes that the world finds itself in, and we can minister to them. You can minister through us to them and be our source.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Creflo, there's a couple of things I want to put together here. Now, we closed yesterday in Ephesians chapter 4, where, and you talked about being renewed in the spirit of your mind, that subconscious, that this area of the mind where you're having to deliberately think about things. Mm-hmm. But there are other things that you're doing at the same time that your conscious mind is not having to deal with, mm-hmm. but something dealing with it. Mm-hmm. It's not just some kind of nothingness in there. Your spirit's smarter than your brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, holding on to that, let's go back over there to 2 Corinthians 10. There's something that this marks here when he said, now we're talking about the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not of the mind. If they were, it'd be an equal match, but it isn't. Because mm-hmm. the mind, the carnal part of you is where the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
But we have the mighty power through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. The born-again child of God has the power in his or her reborn spirit, and the spirit of the mind can be taught and trained in the Word of God and to the place where it can control its imaginations. Mm-hmm. And the world can control their imagination.
That's where imaginations are created, right there.
Yeah.
That's the Tower of Babel. That's what moved them right there in that subconscious area, their imagination developed right there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And God said anything they can imagine, they can accomplish. So he put a cap on it right there and uh-huh. spoke confusion into it. Yep. And they no longer had the power to control their imagination.
Yes, sir.
But now he says, we do.
Yes, sir.
And he says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God or against what you know of God.
You know what that high thing is? That's the thing, the knowledge in society that everybody rallies to and they exalt and they say, this is the thing you ought to be doing.
I don't hear none of God stuff, man.
Yeah.
This is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, there is a way to do that, and I believe that's where the Lord wants us to go today. But now, look at this next verse. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedient thoughts. Mm-hmm. Stand ready and guard. You're building a new stronghold, mm-hmm. and you're holding strong to what the Word says. And some called thought comes by and says, yeah, but that ain't going to work this time. You're going to have to do this. What are you doing? You're making provision for your flesh. You're trying to follow that carnal thinking again. Mm-hmm. Nope, I'm not going that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, verse 7, do you look on things after the outward appearance? Do you allow what you see with your carnal eyes and your carnal mind tell you what to think. Is that where you get your thoughts? You feel sick, does that mean you are sick? You feel like God didn't hear you, does that mean He didn't? What you see the economy going in the ditch, does that mean your economy's going with it? Is that the way you form your thinking on what you see? You looking on the outside, you're going to get it wrong 99% of the time. And the time you get it right, it's going to be an accident. You won't know how you did it. And you can't repeat it.
You know, you cannot. Our senses were given to protect us while we're in this physical body, our five senses. All right. It was never designed to be the teacher. To tell us the knowledge that we need to have to live by.
It wasn't supposed to do that in the first place.
Yeah, but what happened is society has allowed their senses and what they can see and what they can touch, it now began to do what it was never intended to do. When you don't understand the purpose of a thing, then abuse is inevitable. And even when you don't understand the purpose of your senses, your eye gate, your ears, your touch, your taste, you don't understand that, you will allow it to govern fully what the Word was designed to govern. There it is again, you're trying to get knowledge from another source other than from God's Word. And even though you can see something, that's not the source that should determine the stronghold of God's Word in your life. It still should come from this Word of God. So this question, do you look at things on the outward appearance? Are you allowing that to become the source by which you gather the knowledge in? Or will you allow the knowledge that comes from my Word to impact your conscious, come on down there into your subconscious, and now this thin line where the Spirit that's born again and equipped to give you abundant life in every arena of your life meets with this spirit of your mind, and I believe that's why it's referred to as the spirit of the mind, because that's where it meets.
That's where your soul and your spirit begin to exchange information.
Yes, yes.
And your spirit's saying, now, here's the way you need to be seeing that. Here's the way you need to be thinking that. Mm-hmm. Because God's Word says such and such, and your soul says, yeah, but I saw, mm-hmm. and your spirit says, I don't care what you saw out there. You remember what God's Word? I remember that. And now I make my choice, and I go that way.
Yeah. And that translates all the way back up to me renewing my mind. Watch this. Not renewing it one time, but continuing to train in renewing of my mind. And as I continue to train into that, I now open my life up for the forces of my reborn again spirit to come through that renewed spirit of the mind out
now
into this physical world.
They're working in unison.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I remember, it calls to remembrance a situation. I was in a lot of pain. And I just hollered out. I didn't actually even think about it. I just hollered out, how long will I be in this before you heal me? Mm-hmm. I knew there was something wrong with that when I said it. Mm-hmm. I reverted to that carnal way of thinking. He bore my pain on the cross. That it didn't want to matter of him healing me. It was a matter of me receiving what was already mine. And that change of mind from when is he gonna do this to he has already done this, now I'm receiving. That's two different mind,
yes, sir,
functions there. Mm-hmm. And when I said that, boy, I'm telling you, the Word of God slapped back at me, and he said, when are you going to give me something to work with? When are you going to put your mouth to work for me instead of against me? Ooh. I shouted, God, forgive me. God, forgive me. Get that mouth back in action. Pain, lack, tough pressures that come out of the world and come out of sickness, disease, and pain, and crippling incidents, and losing your home to mortgages and things like that, that put so much pressure on you, can wear you down to where And if you're not constantly feeding on the Word and building your faith and strengthening all the time, you sink under that, and it causes your mind to take a place of precedence over your spirit, and then it'll start spouting out stuff that it learned out of the world, and you need to put it back in its place and cast that thing down.
Oh, I see the objective of the enemy out of what you said. A double-minded man
is unstable
in all his ways. Let not that man think that he should receive anything from the Lord. So his objective is, I've got to create a way of thinking that's in opposition to the Word's way of thinking to stop this thing that has born in their
and
spirit.
And then his faith goes flat.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it, when it does, he loses yeah. hope, and he shouts out something stupid like yeah. I did, and I knew better.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Now, think about it. We mentioned this earlier in Joshua, the first chapter. Here's Joshua. Here's a man that had gone over that Jordan. Now, they didn't know what they were going to see when they got over there. Mm-hmm. And here's this whole company of men that were sent out to go over there and check out that land. He and Caleb were the only two that came back and made the decision that God said this belongs to us. He said we could take it, and I'm going to take it. I don't care whether there's giants or what there is over there. Mm-hmm. All the rest of them caved in to what they saw. But now here you are. I don't care if it is 40 years. Mm-hmm. He saw those walled cities. Mm-hmm. He saw those big people and their weapons and all that in their minds, in their minds, they saw themselves far inferior to these guys. Now, here he is, years later, he's going to have to cross that river, and he's going to lead an army into combat with that bunch. Well, he hadn't been over there since. The only picture he has in his mind is the last thing he saw when he is over there, and is those huge walls and weapons and big people. And you know, over the years, your thinking gets distorted. Well, all that snapped back into his mind. Well, what'd God tell him to do? He could have told him, now, Joshua, you need to pray all night long about this. He could have said, Joshua, you need to fast. Joshua, you need to do, you know, da 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 da. What did he tell him? He said, son, you meditate in my word day and night. You get this on your mind. You control your thoughts. Then in the book of Proverbs, it said, don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart, for their life to those that find it. To those that will allow this to change your thinking. Jesus said, let's turn over there to the book of Matthew.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He spoke about this, and it was the answer that he gave me in the 15th chapter, or excuse me, the 13th chapter of Matthew, when I cried that out. Mm-hmm. How long? You know. Am I going to have to hurt like this before you decide to heal me? Mm-hmm. I knew better than that. Mm-hmm. But I let it get in my mouth. Why? I allowed that thought to get on me long enough to come out my mouth. Mm-hmm. Well, boy, it's dangerous when it starts doing that. Mm-hmm. Now, look at what Jesus said in the 15th verse. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest at any time, how long, Lord? Anytime. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, be converted, I will heal them. Mm-hmm. But now, hear and see and be converted by what? Come down to the 19th verse. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom. Now, y'all out there, listen to this. Listen to what he said here. Lest at any time, verse 15, lest at any time they should see the word with their eyes. hear the word of the kingdom with their ears and should understand the word of the kingdom with their heart and should be converted. When you allow the word of the kingdom to change the way you think, convert the way you think, convert the way you talk, convert the way you act, I will heal you. Anytime. Anytime you do that. So now what did he tell Joshua? You meditate in my word day and night. You get that on your mind. And then you will observe. You will see how to do all that's written therein. You'll get over there. You don't have no fear of these guys. You got the word on your mind and in your mouth. You headed over. That land belongs to you. And now they become the grasshoppers and you become the giant.
That is.
Now that's what changes the spirit of the mind. You get that down in there to where I don't care what you're looking at, you're seeing in here. Now, isn't that the way that comes across
to
you?
That's,
I don't care what Joshua was seeing out here, he was seeing in here.
That's faith. Man.
I begin to see myself with it. Long before it manifested. I already got it. I did the shouting back there 3 months ago.
Praise God.
And when it comes, it's just a matter of process.
Praise God. Because I believe all of that's going to go into creating, I think we called it the inner image.
Inner image.
Of the covenant.
Yeah.
Which is probably, it's one of the most powerful things a man can come to know when you understand the process and the mechanics of the power of gaining an inner image. You can't be defeated once you possess the inner image of the promise of God. You become almost like you're invincible because you are carrying with you such power that will remove burdens and yokes that will try to stop it from coming to pass.
That's real Bible hope.
Yeah.
And oh God, it's powerful.
Yeah.
Oh, look at, look here. Look here in the book of Romans. Look here right quick. Oh, I just a few weeks ago, I was out on my deck just meditating the word. I've been listening to my tapes and you guys was ministering to me, and Keith Moore was ministering to me, and different ones. And I'm sitting out there building and building, and I turn that thing off, and I just began to not see out here and started seeing in here. And it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you think, wow! Then look in the book of Romans. I put me a little permanent marker right over that scripture in the in the 15th chapter of Romans, the 13th verse. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. God, man, whoa, I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. I'm preaching myself happy. Glory to God. And when you get into that and you get into this place where we are right now, as close as heaven you're going to get. Until you step across as the spiritual Jordan.
Yeah. And so the enemy, his job is to try to keep all of that from happening and to be revealed to
And then he gonna run up against this when it does, and he don't want none of that.
Yeah.
No, that's when he flees from you. He don't want none of that.
So the battle in the mind is to stop that entire process that you talked about from coming to pass. And how's he gonna do it? Keep you away from the word. Don't set your mind in line with the word. Set it in line with the news paper. Set it in line with something else that doesn't line with the word. But don't set it in line with the word. So here's what he's got to do. He's got to try to discredit the preachers of the gospel.
There it is.
To try to discredit the preaching of the word itself. So the way he discredits God's word is try to discredit the people that preach God's word. But while what happens when he starts trying to discredit somebody who's renewed in his mind with the word of God, it doesn't work. Because even after he attempts to discredit the preacher, what he's renewed his mind with brings forth the evidence that the word really works, and he ends up just revealing his own dumb self.
You know what Brother T.L. Osmond said this to me a few years ago? One of the world's most outstanding evangelists. This won millions upon whole nations from time to time. He said, don't ever forget this now. He said, a preacher is the best friend that any politician ever had.
Wow.
I said, why is that, Brother Osmond? He said, you think about it. It's only the preacher that comes anointed with the Word of God that can turn bad people into good people and turn poor people into rich people and turn a bad government into good government and make a hero out of the president. Uh-huh. He's the only guy that can do it.
Yeah.
And he was painting the picture of what God put in to the ministry for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the job of the ministry. That's what this is about.
In order for this country to get back in line and begin to prosper as producers instead of consumers, it's going to take the Word of God coming out of some preacher's mouth that will be honored by some guy in government that'll say, you know what, I've done all that I thought we should do, and none of it worked. Oh God, send me a prophet. Send me somebody with the word in their mouth that I may obey it. And I'm telling you, the soon as somebody does that, they'll begin to discover the richness of the Garden of Eden as God wants to put it back in our
God
lives.
God change this thing in a,
yes,
in
he
a
will.
Seconds.
Yes,
notice.
He will.
It's not hard for him.
Yep.
It's there, ready, all the time. Mm-hmm. And when we as God's people take this and begin to meditate on it, and you look at that word, you say, okay, by his stripes I was healed. Mm-hmm. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, now that I'm filled with joy and peace and abounding by the power of the Holy Ghost, how does this change my life? What is this going to mean to me tomorrow? That's meditating
in
that word.
Yes, sir.
And here we are out of time. I just now got to where I was going. Well, we'll start again tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brother Creflo and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Homecoming 2010, August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. For more information, go to kcm.org. The average person can have up to 50,000 thoughts every day. These thoughts create patterns of thinking that build a blueprint and affect everything in life. So what have you been setting your mind on? Renew your mind to God's Word starting right now with Dr. Creflo Dollar's teaching series, How to Change Your Thinking. Transform your life by lining up your mind with God and His Word.
You have to change the way you think. And if you change the way you think, you're going to have to change those words that you're exposing yourself to.
Exchange your thoughts for God's thoughts and promises. Eliminate destructive thought patterns and don't let a stronghold keep you from God's best. As you listen to this dynamic, powerful, and practical series, you'll notice a shift in your perspective on life. Things will begin to change. You'll see yourself like God sees you, blessed, confident, full of hope, and walking in faith and victory. Change your thinking and change your life. Order How to Change Your Thinking today at a special 10% saving for just $18. This powerful 4-CD set by Creflo Dollar will show you how changing your mind can change your life. For a discount and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call 800-600-7395. or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Now, how to change your thinking. This CD series, my brother Creflo, if you'll get in here with this and work with these broadcasts, get online, those of you that get online, and those of you that are not all that up with being online and all that, let us know about it. Call us, write us, whatever needs to do. We'll help you get into the whatever you need, the books, the tapes, whatever it is, to help you get where these things grow in you. You can get just as strong or stronger than Creflo or me, either one. And I don't care where you are or who you are, you can be the husband you always wanted to be. You can be the wife you wanted to be. You can be the son or the daughter you always wanted to be. You can be in business what God has called you to be. You can be in the pulpit everything that God called you to be. Amen. You can be that because it is born in you in the Spirit of the living God. And it's in here ready to be fed and released. Think about the fact that the love of God's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, and love never fails. Mm-hmm. You put those two scriptures together, and it's in there now. That kind of life is inside you right now. So that's the reason why we're offering these things to you. That's the reason for this broadcast. It's the reason for our ministries, praise God. That's the reason our family is in Long Beach, the 8th through the 10th of July. Starts right now. I mean, that's why they're there. They're not there promoting something. George and Terry are already busy. They're pastors of the church. Steve and Kelly are already busy. John and Marty, Jeremy and Sarah, but they've given their lives to our partners to help build you up, and we're coming up together in a time of serious lack with serious abundance.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's what it's all about. God bless every one of you. We believe God with you and for you. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is the Lord.
Thank you for being with us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, go to kcm.org or call or write to us today. Victory Long Beach starts this Thursday in Long Beach, California. Be sure to join the Copeland family July 8th through 10th at the Long Beach Convention Center Terrace Theater. For all the information on this exciting meeting, including speaker schedules, music guests, hotels, and more, go to our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
In the Christian life, there can be no Christian progress or success without the renewing of your mind.